Hi, this is Chris, and I'm standing in the laboratory of Dr. Julius Schnitzelbonker.
Schnitzelbonker.
Thank you. World-famous scientist, well, at least in Odyssey. Today, we're going to try an experiment to turn regular eggs into solid gold bars. Doctor?
Yes?
Can you explain how we're going to do this?
Certainly. It's called molecular reconstruction.
Fascinating. What does that mean?
Well, it means we're going to take these eggs right here and turn them into solid gold bars. Silly question.
Oh, well, as soon as the machine is ready, we'll see if this experiment will work. Meanwhile, let's get started on this week's adventure in Odyssey.
Oh, really? How do you do that?
By pushing this button.
Aha!
Oh, hi there. I was just working on one of my inventions here. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but you can call me Whit. And this is Odyssey. Hey, let's see if this thing works. Whoa. Hold it! Okay, so it needs a little more work. But that's the exciting part, because you never know what you'll discover along the way. Oh, don't take my word for it, though. You can find out for yourself when you come along on today's Adventures in Odyssey.
Hi, Chris here again, and welcome to Adventures in Odyssey. Today we're going to hear what happens to Freddie Hart when he decides to change schools and change himself. How's it going, Doc?
Well, we'll be turning eggs into gold in no time at all. Just give me another moment. Where's that plug? There it is. Now, you ready for this?
Yes. What do you want me to do?
Just flip that switch next to you, and this machine will turn those eggs into solid gold bars.
Now, kids, this is being done by a trained professional, so don't try this at home.
No.
All right, here we go.
So, Chris, how do you like your eggs? Sunny side up or scrambled?
I've had breakfast, but thanks anyway. We'll be right back with today's adventure in Odyssey in a moment. Right now, Freddie Hart is heading for the living room in his house, where his dad is paying the monthly bills. Freddie isn't doing very well. He had a rough day at school. And unlike the eggs we just fried, Freddie is about to go through a change. But not the kind he's expecting.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, son.
Dad?
Uh-huh.
How's work?
Work? Oh, work's fine.
I mean, are you having any problems with the guys you work with? Maybe you don't like your boss very much?
No, I like my boss just fine.
Maybe you're not happy there? It's boring. You're ready to do something more fun?
I think my job is very interesting.
How about the...
Freddie, what's this all about?
What?
The question's about my job. Obviously, you've got something on your mind.
Who, me? No, just wondering.
Come on, son, tell me what's wrong.
Nothing's wrong. I thought you might be ready to move somewhere else.
You want to move? Why do you want to move, Freddie? Don't you like it here?
Sure I like it here. You, me, Mom. I think the three of us have a great time when we're hanging around the house together.
I see. It's the rest of the time that you're not happy. You don't like school?
Not really. I mean, the school part is okay, but I could live without the other stuff.
What about your friends?
What friends?
You don't have any friends at school?
No.
Wait a minute. I don't understand. You're telling me you don't have any friends at all?
Yeah.
But, son, you don't get home for nearly an hour after school. Your mother and I thought you were out playing with your friends.
Dad, do you know why it takes me so long to get home from school?
No, why?
Because I take Duval Street to come home.
Duval Street? Well, why don't you take the shortcut behind the school?
Because they're back there.
There? Who's behind the school?
Just some kids. They like to pick on me when I walk past. They call me names and sometimes throw things at me and even knock my books out of my hands. Stuff like that.
Freddie, I'll talk to the principal.
It won't do any good. I think moving away is the only thing I can do.
Moving isn't the answer, Freddie. If you hang in there and stay clear of the trouble, it'll stop. They'll leave you alone.
No, they won't. This has been going on the whole year, and it's not just after school either. They pick on me all the time. Dad, they know me.
But son...
See, if we move, I can start over again. They won't know me, and then they won't know to pick on me. See?
I understand, but we can't move.
Oh. How about if I change schools? Changing schools wouldn't be so hard. I could go over to the Odyssey Academy. It's a private school. Nobody knows me over there.
Son, I don't think running away from a problem is ever a good idea. You should give it a little longer. The same thing happened to me when I was your age, and believe it or not, it goes away. And what's more, you survive.
I won't. I know I won't.
Oh, come on, champ. You can do it. Just keep out of their way and mind your own business. They'll forget all about you.
I guess they have better memories than Dad thought.
Freddie, what happened to you?
I fell down.
Fell down? Just look at you. Your shirt's torn and your new pants and your nose is bleeding. Oh, Freddie, what happened? You didn't just fall down.
Well, I didn't say what made me fall down.
Oh, honey, come inside and let's get you cleaned up. I want to know what's going on.
Mr. Hart, please, come in. Sit down.
Mr. Seabury, thank you. I really do appreciate you seeing me.
Well, that's why I'm here. I did a little checking after our phone conversation, and Freddie's teachers tell me he's very mild-mannered. Certainly not the type to cause trouble.
Well, I could have told you that.
Of course. I also had a few words with the boys who pushed him around. They denied everything.
Well, that's just what I'd expect. Look, Mr. Seabury, this is not the first time that something like this has happened. According to my son, he gets teased and harassed a lot.
Is this the first time he's been physically hurt?
As far as I know. But I don't think that's the issue. I mean, there are more ways to hurt a kid than just physically. According to my son, a day doesn't go by that he's not called names or gets books knocked out of his hands in the hallway or tripped up with his lunch tray. It's ridiculous.
I know, Mr. Hart.
Well, what can you do about it?
I can discipline the kids who pushed Freddie around and try to keep an eye out for him while he's here at school. But that's all I can do. See, we have nearly 300 students in this school. I'd be kidding you if I said that we could monitor each and every one.
Yeah, terrific.
Besides, and I'll be very honest with you, having me or one of the faculty hover over him all day is going to make the harassment problem worse, not better.
I understand that, but this can't continue. Freddie's a good kid. He doesn't bother or hurt anyone. It just isn't right that he should go through this. He doesn't say so, but I can tell it has him tied up in knots with anxiety, and it's affecting his schoolwork. His grades are down.
I'm sorry. I really am. And I'll do everything I can to help him. Please know that. But otherwise, he's on his own.
Right.
Well, what did the principal say?
Not much. Where's Freddie?
Upstairs in his room. Are they going to expel the kids who hurt him?
Yeah, probably, but I'm not sure whether it'll do any good or not. I mean, there's only so much they can do. I knew that when I went. I guess I just needed to hear him say it.
Then what are we going to do?
Well, I stopped off at the Odyssey Academy and asked what it would take to transfer him there. I mean, it's a private school. They don't have any problem with taking him right away. But you're going to have to drive him in the mornings and pick him up in the afternoons.
I don't care. I'll do that if it'll make him happy. I hate what this must be doing to him. So what do you think? Should we do it?
I don't know. I'm afraid of what we're teaching him here. I don't want him thinking it's right to run every time things get tough, but who knows?
I know one thing. I'd rather make the mistake of moving him to another school than keep him suffering where he is.
Well, I'm still uneasy about it, but, I suppose you're right.
I think I am.
Look, let's spend some time praying about it before we make up our minds. We have the weekend to decide anyway.
she doesn't start with a math quiz today.
Huh?
Math. I hate math.
Oh, math's okay. You don't understand it?
No.
I could help you. I think it's a breeze.
Really? Right. I'm Gordy. What's your name?
Freddie. This is my first day here.
Good morning, class. Before we begin today, I want to introduce a new member of our class at Odyssey Academy, Freddie Hart. Stand up, Freddie. Freddie was going to Roosevelt Elementary. Tell us about yourself, Freddie.
Huh?
Tell us something about yourself. What are your hobbies and interests?
Why do you comb your hair so funny?
I don't.
Quiet, class.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Freddie. Tell us your hobbies.
Well, I don't know. I like to hang around the house with my mom and dad. I was thinking about starting a butterfly collection.
Do you have any other things you like to do? I saw in your report that you like music. Do you play an instrument?
Not yet, but I'd like to learn how to play the harp.
The harp? Very nice.
Betty can play it in the school marching band.
Can I sit down now?
Yes. Thank you, Freddie. We're glad you're with us. All right, children, clear your desks. Time for a little pop quiz.
Boy, this cafeteria is crowded. Hey, Gordy. Hi, Gordy.
Hi, Freddy.
Hey, you remembered my name.
How could I forget?
Yeah?
Yeah, you're the only kid in school with a year's worth of pens in his shirt pocket.
I used to keep them in my pants pocket, but they kept stabbing me in the leg. Can I sit down? Come on, I've been all over the cafeteria. No one will sit with me. Please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Thanks. How did you do on the math quiz?
I probably flunked it.
Like I said, I'll help you and you'll do better next time.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
What's wrong, Gordy? Are you mad at me about something? Did I do something wrong?
You don't know? You really don't know?
No. What did I do?
If you really want me to tell you.
Yeah.
Well, for one thing, remember when the teacher had you stand up and tell things about yourself?
Yeah.
You never should have said you wanted to learn how to play the harp.
Really?
Yeah. You should have said you wanted to learn the electric guitar or drums or something like that. The harp is for girls. You know, just like collecting butterflies.
I don't think so.
Think what you want, but you keep talking like that and you'll wish you kept your mouth shut.
Oh, brother.
You said you wanted me to tell you, and I am. Oh, and about your hair.
What's wrong with it?
Nobody wears their hair like that anymore. It just isn't cool. And your clothes.
My clothes?
They're bad news. Get the pins out of your pocket and find a pair of pants that'll go all the way down to your ankles. And one other thing.
What?
You ought to have your mom drop you off around the corner instead of the front of the school.
Why?
Because it's embarrassing to have your mother drop you off at school. Everyone will say you're a mama's boy, especially when she blows you kisses goodbye.
My mom always does that.
Yeah, but Freddy, it's Geek City.
Oh.
I gotta go. And look, about the math, I think I'll keep studying by myself for a while.
Oh, okay. See ya.
Come on, Freddy, you don't want to be late for school.
I'm coming. I can't get my hair right.
Your hair?
Yeah, I thought if I did my hair different, that people might like me better. See? I want to make it look like the other kids wear theirs.
Very nice. What is that you're wearing? Those aren't your regular clothes.
I'm dressing different, too. I want to look a little more with it, you know? At a new school, I can be anybody I want. This is it, Mom, the new Freddie Hart. I'm going to be too cool for words.
Honey, you are fine just as you are. You don't have to change how you look. They'll like Freddie Hart just the way he is.
Mom, I know about these things. I know what it takes to be popular. And now I have a chance to make it happen. You'll see.
Hi, Freddy. How was your day today? Did you get to... What's wrong? What happened? Oh, Freddy, not again.
Let's go home.
What did they do to you now, Freddy?
Nothing. I want to go home.
We'll find out what happens to Freddy when our adventure in Odyssey continues right after this. And now, the conclusion of today's adventure in Odyssey.
Come in.
Hi, son.
Hi, Dad. Did you just get home?
Mm-hmm. How you doing?
Okay. How are things at work?
Work is fine.
You having any trouble with the guys you work with? Maybe you don't like your boss very much?
Now, wait a minute, son.
Are you happy there? Maybe it's time for a move?
Freddy, come here, son.
I've only been there a week, Dad. Only a week. And I tried to look cool, and they still called me names and teased me because Mom drives me, and I don't understand anymore. I tried. I really did.
I know you did. I know you did.
I thought it would be different than before. I thought I could be somebody else, somebody they'd like.
I know, I know. But you're not someone else, son. You're Freddy Hart.
Yeah, and Freddy Hart's a geek. I don't know what to do about it. I changed my hair and everything.
Son, if I'd realized that you'd wanted to change schools because you thought it would change you, I wouldn't have let you do it.
You wouldn't?
No. See, there's an old expression that says you can dress a dog up in cat's clothes, but inside, it's still a dog.
I don't get it.
Well, you can rearrange how Freddy Hart looks, but inside, you're still Freddy Hart. In other words, it's not what you are on the outside, son, but who you are on the inside. Do you remember when they talked about that in church a few weeks ago?
No.
Well, the idea is that the only way people can really change is if they change on the inside, in their hearts.
But the kids at school can't see my heart. They can only see me. And when they see me, that's when the trouble starts.
But people can see your heart, Freddy. No matter how much you change on the outside, the real Freddy will eventually come out. Who you are in your heart will show. But son, I think an important question is why you want to change.
I want to change so the kids at school will like me.
Uh-huh. And how much are you willing to change?
Huh?
Well, how much will you change? What will you give up to get them to like you?
I don't know. Whatever it takes, I guess.
You mean everything?
Maybe not everything.
Well, how much then? I mean, would you give up liking the harp? You'd give up having your mom drive you to school? And I suppose they'd laugh if they found you built a birdhouse and put it in the backyard, so you'll have to stop doing that.
Oh.
And they'd probably tease you if they knew I came up and kissed you goodnight every night.
Well,
you'd give that up?
They wouldn't have to know.
Uh-huh. And if they saw our house and didn't like the color of the paint, would you have to repaint the house or maybe get a new one? I mean, how much will you change? What will you change to be acceptable to some of the kids at this school? Look, if they don't like how your mother looks, I mean, will you ask her to leave?
That's silly, Dad.
Of course it is. But you want them to like you, right?
Yeah, but not that much.
Ah, so there is a limit to how much you'll change.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't know. Now I'm confused.
Let me help you, son. See, we all want to be loved and accepted. And sometimes we have to make changes on the inside to feel like we are. But the important question, and a very important question, is who do we want to be acceptable to? Do you know who I want to be acceptable to? Take a guess.
Your boss?
Well, I want to be a good worker, yes.
Mom?
Yeah, definitely. I want to be a good husband. But who else?
I don't know.
You. Because I love you and I want to be a good father. Anybody else?
No.
I want to be acceptable to God.
God?
Mm-hmm. And he's the most important of everybody. I want everyone else to think well of me, but I'm not going to change who I am to please them. See, you're a good boy, Freddy. Your teachers say you're a good student. You're kind and well-mannered. Your mother and I, we think you're wonderful, son. We like Freddy Hart. You're acceptable to us. If some of the kids at school don't think so, then they've got a problem.
You left somebody out.
I did? Who?
God. Does God like me, Dad?
Well, the truth is, God... God does more than like you, Freddy. He loves you.
Yeah? Then what? What will I have to change for him?
Well, that's the good part. You don't have to change for him. You just let him make the changes through you. And he'll help you do it.
Oh. How?
Well, first you have to ask forgiveness for your sins. And then you ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart.
Oh, yeah. They talked about that in Sunday school, but I don't remember what to do.
Well, I can tell you how to do it, son. Do you want me to?
Yeah.
Are you sure? I mean, this won't magically make you more popular at school, I promise.
That's okay. I'm not popular now.
All right. Let me show you a couple of things from the Bible first.
Morning, Mom.
Hi, Freddy. You look very nice today.
Thanks. Did Dad go to work?
Yeah, he had an early meeting. Sit down and I'll get you some breakfast. I'm very happy about what you did last night.
I know, remember? You nearly smothered me in kisses.
I got a little carried away. It's just that we've been praying that you would accept Jesus ever since you were born. Freddy, you know that this won't stop anybody from teasing you. Jesus will help you change, but the things around you might not change.
I know. I was thinking that with Jesus inside of me, it might not be as bad. I mean, lots of people picked on him all the time, so he probably knows how I feel.
I'm sure he does.
Mom?
Yes, Freddy?
Do you think I could start taking harp lessons soon?
Yes, son. I think you could start taking harp lessons as soon as you want.
So Freddy learned a hard lesson about change. But it turned out all right in the end because Freddy experienced a change that will last for all eternity. You know what Freddy's dad said about God is true, for you too. God loves you and wants to help you become a better person. All you have to do is ask his son, Jesus, to come and live in your heart. If you want to know more about how to do that, just ask your parents or your pastor. But don't wait. Do it just as soon as you can. Adventures in Odyssey is a production of Focus on the Family. Today's episode was written and directed by Paul McCusker and was produced by Steve Harris. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and Chuck Bolte was our executive producer. And I'm Chris, inviting you to join us next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.